brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. And as I said to you so often, I pray that it is food. Please open your hearts that God might give you the food that not only helps you here, but will help you forever. Today is known as the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Ordinary simply means what we do most of the year. Doesn't mean it's ordinary in that it's not meant to be paid attention to. And today we're going to read from the prophet Daniel. Daniel chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. In those days I, Daniel, heard this word of the Lord. At that time there shall arise Michael, the great prince, guardian of your people. It shall be a time unsurpassed in distress, since nations began until that time. At that time your people should escape, everyone who is found written in the book. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some shall live forever, others shall be an everlasting horror and disgrace. But the wise shall shine brightly, like the splendor of the firmament, and those who lead the many to justice shall be like the stars forever. Brothers and sisters, look at the promises that are given to us if we follow him, if we really seek to follow him. We'll have distress, we'll have great difficulty. Some will find to their horror that what lies ahead is not good, but the wise shall shine brightly. That means wise doesn't mean here that you've never committed a sin. It simply means that you have done what you should do, is repent of your sin. To yourself, repent. Then go to the priest and receive the blessing that God wants to give you. Gives you a new start every time. Because we're human beings and we do make mistakes. Some of our mistakes are big, some of them are small. God sees it. He hears you. He looks at the interior. He looks at you. He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows you, and he knows whether that asking for forgiveness is genuine, even if it means you can do something you should never have done only a couple of times, that you could decrease it, even if you have to go little by little, that you cut it out one day a week and then 2 days a week and then 3 days a week, and then you find out that you really have conquered it. That's what God wants of you. Doesn't mean you have to be perfect. Just ask for forgiveness and then receive the grace that God wants to give you to live the way that he wants. Psalm 16 tells us, you are my inheritance, O Lord. You are my inheritance, O Lord. O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup, you it is who hold fast my lot. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand, I shall not be disturbed. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body, too, abides in confidence, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, to hell, but nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. Brothers and sisters, he wants to give us life, and he forgives us our sin right up to the moments of our death, and we don't know when that will be, but he knows, and he loves you. And he's seeking you to come back to him. You will show me the path to life. Fullness of joys in your presence. The delights at your right hand forever. That's what God wants to do. He wants us to come home to him. Brothers and sisters, whatever you've done, wherever you've made mistakes, come before the Lord and confession if you need, and tell the Lord you're sorry. And that you want to change, even if you can only lessen it by one act every week, that's all right. Just be sure that you're asking the Lord for help and for grace, and you're willing to put whatever it might be that's sinful aside. You can work on one sin at a time, but if you're working on it, God knows your heart. God knows what you're thinking. God knows what you're doing. And if you do it sincerely, no matter how long it takes, God will bless you very much. We read today from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 11 to 14, and then verse 18. Brothers and sisters, every priest stands daily at his ministry, offering frequently those same sacrifices that can never take away sins. But this one offered one sacrifice for sins and took his seat forever at the right hand of God. Now he waits until his enemies are made his footstool, for by one offering he has made perfect forever those who are being consecrated. Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer offering for sin. Brothers and sisters, please don't hold back. Please don't think, oh, well, sometime I'll get it. Sometime I get too embarrassed. The priest isn't even looking at you. He's simply listening to what you say, and he cannot ever say a word. Do you know that? He doesn't talk to anybody about it. He can't. He's bound by the grace given to him in baptism. He will help you. He wants to help you. God wants to really help you. So please take a few minutes and read this prayer to the letter to the Hebrews. Every priest stands daily at his ministry, offering frequently those same sacrifices that can never take away sins. But this one offered one sacrifice for sins and took his seat forever at the right hand of God. If you confess your sin, you are set free. Really. When God forgives, God forgets. That's always how I put it. Sometimes I don't. But when God forgives, when I go to confession, God forgives. And I'm set free. Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer offering for sin. It's done. It's over. Now we take a look at the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verses 24 to 32. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky." Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day or hour, no one knows. Neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father knows. Brothers and sisters, we don't know. We don't know when it's going to come for us. We don't know if we'd be in a car accident. We don't know if we'd be electrocuted. We won't know if somebody stabbed us or if it was just our time to die. We don't know when or where or how, but God is with us. He is with us. If you pray to him every day, and he promises us that we will gain the prize of everlasting happiness. And you know, brothers and sisters, I pray that I get there. And I pray, as I've said to you before, I want to see you when we're there. Have a little time to talk to one another. Because I count you my friends, even though I don't know your names and I can't see you, I count you my friends. Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, born in Turin, Italy. He was an avid outdoorsman and friend to the poor and the needy, and he died at the age of 24. He's Blessed Pier, who will probably become a saint soon, and he's the patron of young people. And he wrote, "The other day my uncle, already sick for a long time, got worse. And today while I write, I am so sad and I need to write to you who, like me, trusts in the great goodness of God. Although stricken, my spirit is resigned only because of that faith which I learned from childhood and which I have strengthened through contact with all my friends. My uncle, who loves me so much, was so moved to see me that today I couldn't approach his bed for fear of upsetting him too much. But now my task has been accomplished. Although unworthy, I was an instrument of divine providence along with my good mother and the nun who lovingly cared for him, because I was able to get him to perform all his religious practices. Believe me that when he received the sacred host, tears of joy mixed with those of sorrow streamed down my face. As soon as he received the host, our merciful God soothed his pain, and afterward my uncle made us call the parish priest of the village to tell him about his satisfaction in having received the Blessed Sacrament. In his infinite mercy, God has surely not kept my innumerable sins in line, but he has heard my prayers and the prayers of my family, and has given my uncle the great grace of receiving the last sacraments while fully conscious. I believe that life should be a continual preparation for the next life, because one doesn't know the day nor the hour of our passing." And then he just writes, "Affectionate greetings in Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord be with you." It was a young man born in Turin, and he was quite a patron of the poor and the needy. And he died at the age of 24. And he's a patron, as I said, of young people. Wherever you are, you young people, in your groups or gatherings or whatever it is you do, learn about Pier Giorgio Frassati. He's blessed now and he'll become saint. They do many studies before they bring them to be a saint. But once you're blessed, you're on the path. Brothers and sisters, especially those of you who are young, you have a young man who went before you with great courage. May he give it to you and to all of us. Amen. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.